Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Activities for the Common Good. I remember waking up on my birthday and seeing a pile of gifts wrapped nicely and stacked neatly waiting for me. They sat there all day because I wasn't allowed to touch them until my grandparents arrived for dinner that night. Then, after dinner, I got to open the gifts. It was tough being a kid and seeing gifts that I couldn't use. I couldn't know. I wasn't allowed to experience. I wonder if the Holy Spirit feels like that sometimes when He's waiting for us. We usually think about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to believers, but the truth is that believers become the gift that the Holy Spirit uses to build up, care for, and encourage the people of the church. Here's a scripture. It says, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all to everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. The Holy Spirit is given to all believers so that they can do stuff for the church. Doing stuff may seem like a crude phrase, but Paul emphasizes here that there are different things the church can work on. Varieties of service, he calls it, and varieties of activities. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit working through people, but it takes work. Thinking about it isn't good enough. It takes action. The Holy Spirit is working on us and working in us to spur us into action. He wants to use us and put us to work for the kingdom and the growth of the church. How is that going for you? Are you sitting there looking nice, or are you letting the Holy Spirit tear into your comfort so that you can be used by Him? Pray about it. And while you're praying, remember, I still need junior high leaders for core groups on Sundays and for leaders on Wednesday nights. You know what? Every department in the church really still needs leaders. And the Holy Spirit is spurring every person in the church to fill a spot or two. Thanks. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.